Okay.
It's on?
Yep.
Okay. Call this meeting of the Village of Pomona Zoning Board of Appeals this September 17th, 2025 to order. The first order of business is 9 Cheesecote Lane.
This is the continued public hearing, correct?
Yes.
Good evening.
Mark, if you could just speak louder.
Louder?
Yeah, thank
you. It's recording from here.
Okay. My name is Wartai Moses-Sun. I am the husband. My wife owns the house, and I'm the co-applicant of the application. I appeared before the board last month, just to give you a little background about the swimming pool that we're proposing here. This has been something that we really wanted to do since we had purchased the home a couple years ago. This lot provides some unique challenges. It's a somewhat of a pizza-shaped lot, an odd-shaped lot, which has a sort of sharp angle at the rear corner of the lot. And we try extensively to lay out this pool effectively on the lot many different ways, and we came up with what we thought was the best under the circumstances. The lot has some other unique challenges as well. The topography of the lot, part of the backyard is sort of very elevated, and it has a sharp drop, like the rock kind of drops down, and it's exposed granite rock. You can see the rock, is the grass actually rock. And then to the right side of the lot is where kind of the corner, two corners meet, which makes it extremely challenging to respect the setbacks, the required setbacks on the property. There's another couple of points here is that the adjacent properties behind my property are about plus 50 feet above an elevation. So when they're up on their properties, they're kind of looking, my property's way down, and it's a very densely wooded area in between. When you're down below on my property, you're looking back, you basically see a line of trees, and these homes are, you know, way above the roof line of my house almost. So their backyards are basically unusable, and it provides a strong barrier or a buffer between the properties. I had approached my neighbors, I discussed the plans with them initially, got their input in the plans, I received support from all of the neighbors adjacent to my property, so three along the back and one along the side. The fifth neighbor is the Cheesecote Park, which is the town of Adistro. We haven't received any pushback or opposition from them. We went through the GML process because of the proximity of the lawn path to the to my lot, and we received no comments from the county as well. So at the last meeting, you know, we had a little feedback that it was a little closer and the board wanted to see us try to move it back. Rachel, who's my engineer from Pacific Tech, and I spent a lot of time trying to reconfigure this, and we were able to move the pool back an additional 5 feet from the lot line, giving it a total rear setback of 10 feet, and move it off the sideline an additional 3 feet, giving it a total side setback of 8 feet. This will come at an increased cost and some other challenges, difficulties for us, but we did that in an effort, hopefully, to make it a little better, a little more acceptable somewhat. I'm here to answer any questions.
So is it your position that this is the minimum variance needed to meet your needs?
Meaning that I don't have an ability to make it any better?
Yeah.
I think so. I think I've really worked hard to get it to this point, yes. I've included some letters of support also from the neighbors reference to the application.
If you would propose to put in a pool but remove the pool house, then you would have a lot of extra space in the back. What's the importance of the pool house?
The function of the pool house is just to like allow for people changing, you know, their clothing, put a bathroom proximity of the pool. The way the lot's configured, the pool house is kind of tucked in the corner. So in fact, I actually explored moving the pool house to the other side. It doesn't change the setbacks because off the back rear of the lot, it's fixed anyway, regardless of where the pool house is. And off the sideline, because it's on an angle, does the same. So the pool house is kind of taking advantage of that little corner there, but it wouldn't actually change the setback. Rachel, my engineer, may be able to explain that a little better.
So we listed some different configurations, but as Mark said, we were able to adjust so that we have 10 feet for the rear setback here and 8 feet to the side on this side. When we looked at shifting this closer, it starts to cut into, get closer and closer to the house and not have a little bit of separation. And it is a unique property for the reasons that Mark stated, in addition that it is next to the park, so that is a unique feature. I know there's always the concern about the precedent and what makes this unique. This is unique because of the shape of the lot, the change in elevation between the properties, having a municipal park next door. So all of these features make this unique and make this a more challenging lot, in addition to, as Mark mentioned, the exposed bedrock that's already on the site.
This exposed bedrock, is that behind the retaining wall in the back?
So it's more towards this side, which is why we didn't want to shift it closer to the south. My understanding, and Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is the corner where you have the exposed bedrock.
Yeah, that's all exposed granite. Like, you see the elevations, it goes up to like 10 feet higher than the elevation of the other side of the property. It's almost like a hill somewhat.
No, I walk by it every time I go into the park. So, plus, I was on the planning board when we first approved those lots. So, I am familiar with it. But the lot itself hasn't changed since the time it was first approved, way back when. Wow, that must be a good point.
Another strand fall.
Now I'm disappointed. So, no, I understand that it's unique, but as we see, all lots are unique, especially up on the mountain.
Although you have a very strong point that there are unique features which justify this application, should we as a board be concerned that granting such major variances would might be considered by other applicants to be a precedent for whatever they might want to ask?
Look, I didn't look at precedents coming here. You know, I didn't go through the files and see, maybe there is already a precedent. I don't know. But like, I'm coming here, you know, kind of focused on my application and the challenges that are presented in my lot. I can't say that somebody won't do that in the future, but I think each case kind of deserves its own merit. And I think in this case, I have A, you know, support of the neighbors, B, the adjacent park, which I think is helpful in this case because it's really not impacting anybody on that side, and C, the challenges that the lot itself, you know,
put me just ask one further question, because I read your application for a variance very carefully, and I noticed one of the points you made in the written application, and you also made last month, is that the reason you wanted to keep the pool and pool house at the edge of the property rather than in the central yard is because you wanted to retain the central yard for personal use. I believe that was your word. Is that correct?
I'd say that's more of a reason why I don't want it right up against the house. And because of the angles of the lot, the more I move it forward, the more it moves inward.
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't the pool and the pool house are personal uses? To say you want to retain your lot for personal use, wouldn't you call the pool a personal use?
So yeah, I definitely would consider it a personal use. I mean, it's just like walking out directly out of the house or off the deck straight into the pool really makes it challenging with children, with, you know, anything else.
I'm just trying to understand the I know my next door neighbor has a deck off the back of their house, and it goes down directly to a second deck, and the pool is immediately adjacent to the house. But I guess, you know, it can be done. I'm not saying it should be done in this case. I'm just saying it can be done.
I hear your point. I'm just doing the best I can, I guess. And again, any shifting that I do causes it to come not just one direction, but two directions, inward and further over, like basically right into the house.
I hear you.
Yeah. And then as you're concerned about the precedent, as I said, I think that the precedent would be set if you had another property that was next to the park and had neighbors that were 50 feet above them. So yes, if you have a lot that has those characteristics, this does set a precedent. But I think that those are unique features that are not encountered in that many, if any, other parcels. So it is unique in that situation. And it is also an oddly shaped parcel. So it just makes it unique. The applicant is also, in order to try and comply with some of the other pieces of the code or more compliant, is agreeing to remove his existing driveway to replace it with pervious pavement in an attempt to, you know, meet some of the village's regulations.
So with the removal of the driveway and its replacement, what percentage of lot is being used?
So the existing lot coverage is 0.264, and then the proposed, we're bringing it down to 0.197. So that it will, and that's provided on the plan.
Have you responded to the comments and the engineering comments?
No, they were received today. They're dated today. But any of those comments are things that would all have to be addressed as part of the building before a building permit could be issued.
I have no further questions.
Since this is a continuation of a public hearing, any comments or questions from the public? I don't hear any. I think I'm okay closing the public hearing at this point.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Unless any of the other members have any.
It's a motion by Mr. Baker to close the public hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the public hearing is closed. Good. We'll go through the five elements.
I just realized also, I don't know if you saw it, but the building inspector issued a memo today as well. Did everybody see that?
Yeah.
I don't think we received. Can you send us a copy of that?
Yes.
I saw it, but I haven't had to read it. What is the general, could you just summarize what they put the findings of the building inspector on?
Yeah.
But just for the record, our village clerk was busy on his email this morning sending everything out. I did see it.
He did a great job.
I got on both my emails.
Yep.
Because I see you respond only to one of them.
Exactly.
I just want to point out that the building inspector had issued a round of comments before he had referred it to the board, and we addressed those comments initially before we came before the board. So I guess this is some sort of follow-up letter we haven't seen.
Yeah, this was dated today, and it was it's a short letter. It's tough for me to read the version that I have because it has a watermark on it that's sort of obstructing some of the words, but I'll do the best I can. He basically says an application was submitted to receive variances for the addition of the in-ground and in-ground pool and other accessories in the yard. The following variances are required. One rear setback, 30 feet required, 10 feet provided, variance is 66%. Number two, minimum side yard, 25 feet required, 8 feet provided, variance 70%. The other listed variances are related to existing it's hard because of the watermark right there. There's a word or two that I can't see, which should be modified the same time to avoid issues in the future. There are two points which need to be brought up. One, the 8-foot side yard it's hard to make out that word because of the watermark. It starts clear, but I can't see. Is less than 8 feet. Moshe, do you have a copy of this letter that doesn't that has a lighter version of the watermark?
The 8-foot side yard clearance is less than the setback required?
Clearance, yes.
For any structure, including a shed or play yard. A variance this great has never been granted for a permanent structure in the village as long as I have been here. Two, there is a large encroachment of the driveway into village property. This should be rectified when the proposed previous pavers are installed to reduce the developmental coverage. Best regards, Louis Zumo.
Okay.
And then wait, before that, the rear setback, 30 feet required, 10 feet provided, variance 66%. Second one, minimum side yard, 25 feet required, 8 feet provided, variance 70%. The other listed variances are related to existing lot measurements, which should be codified at the same time to avoid issues in the future.
Okay. I hesitate to speak again right now until Moshe's back since he's left the room. So thank you for that, Mr. Baker. Let me quickly go get Moshe and let him know that you were able to read that into the record.
Thank you.
So, okay, so motion's back. So that letter's been read into the record. If any of the members, if the applicant or the applicant's engineer would like to comment on that, or if any of the members would like to discuss that, I would suggest that we make a motion to reopen the public hearing. The record will reflect that nobody has entered or exited the building. There's no member of the public here. Nobody's prejudiced. The applicant has been here the whole time. So if you wanted to do that, to discuss that, I would recommend you take that motion and give the applicant the ability on the record on the public hearing to address it if you see fit and if the applicant would like or if the board would like. If not, if everybody's good, then you can leave the public hearing closed. And the letter is part of the record because it's in the file.
Can I just give him a copy so he can see it and then we can make it?
Absolutely. You have a copy that has the watermark?
Yeah.
Lighter?
Lou's signature on it.
Good, okay.
I'm happy to address.
Then before you do, let us reopen the public hearing. Is there a motion to reopen?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Baker. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The public hearing is reopened. We welcome your comments on the building inspector's letter dated today, September 17th.
Okay, so like I said, I haven't received this in advance of the meeting, so I'm just kind of, you know, hearing it now for the first time. The encroachment that exists on the driveway was there when we purchased the home. It was already in existing condition, and I guess, you know, we're happy to address it with the building inspector. It hasn't been brought up before. So I would address that with Lou. As far as the first point, I mean, I don't know how long the building inspector is here at the Village of Pomona. I don't know, you know, I haven't gone through the files to really see if this has ever been granted before or not, so I can't really comment.
Any questions from the board? Okay, time to close it again.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Baker, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The public hearing is closed. So
the board's, you can do a couple things, right? You have, as the board knows, it's got 62 days from the date that the public hearing is closed to render a decision. You could deliberate on the five factors this evening if you see fit, and thereafter take a verbal vote like you've done in the past. If you're not ready to do that tonight, you can also deliberate at the next meeting and take a vote at the next meeting, or you could deliberate tonight and not come to a decision and leave that for a future date. Those are all legal and rational ways to proceed. And yeah.
Okay.
I move that we schedule a meeting with the attorney to get guidance on the issues involved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
What's the board's pleasure? I know we have on our plate to also have an attorney-client session to discuss the legal issues relating to a different application.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can we set up 1 minute session for both of them, or is that?
Yeah, right? I was going to suggest that. That sounds like, you know.
Yep.
If you need guidance on the legal issues on both applications, I can provide that in an attorney-client session, and then.
Yes.
Put the matter back on the agenda for the next meeting?
That's what I was asking for.
Yeah, I assume so. I just wanted to clarify.
I just forgot the term card.
Yep. Okay. So that's what we'll do. We have a motion and a second and I think a vote, and so we'll schedule that on a date to be determined, and we'll presumptively carry this matter on the agenda for next meeting. And hopefully have an attorney-client session in between to, for the purpose of giving and receiving legal advice.
Does the inspector have to be part of that meeting?
He does not.
He does not.
Do you have the date of the next meeting?
Yes, it's different now. It's different than the...
I think it's October 20th, I believe.
I believe it's Monday, October 20th.
Okay.
A Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the regular meeting was a problem for a quorum.
Okay.
Thank you.
When's Dancing with the Stars on?
You competing again?
So I have a choose between Monday Night Football or this?
Just have one question. Am I going to be required at the next meeting like to discuss anything or address any of this? Or?
I'm sorry.
Is he going to have to address any of the issues?
Well, the public hearing's closed, so I don't think there's no requirement. You're certainly welcome at every public meeting, including, you know, if this is going to be on the agenda. But typically, if the public hearing is now closed, so there won't be any additional information, I think, requested from the applicant. And if for some reason I'm wrong on that and something else comes up, you'll be advised and be given ample opportunity to address, you know, any issues that the board may want you to address.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Before we adjourn, we have some minutes from the last two meetings to approve, which will make everybody in the village clerk office happy.
Have a good night.
Move to approve the minutes of the August and September meetings.
Second.
Well, let's amend that and make it July 16th, 2025, and August 20th, 2025 meetings.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
As amended.
And that's what I was seconding.
There's a motion and a second to approve those minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. The minutes are approved. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Do we want to address this letter?
Which one? Oh.
Yeah, before. Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Excellent. Yeah, we should. Before we close the meeting. Yeah, in case you hadn't read it, it's a short letter. I was speaking to Dan Richmond on another unrelated matter today, and he brought this up to me, and I asked him, look, send a letter to the board. So he did, and the letter is self-explanatory. Essentially, they thought that the state hearing was going to be before our next meeting. Now it's afterwards, so they're looking for one more month. And I had expressed him in that conversation, you know, before he specifically told me it was that the reason it was moved was because of the religious holiday, I expressed to him that I could imagine there being some concern that this is a pattern that's developing, putting it off, you know, from one month to the next month to the next month. And he assured me that no, this was none of their doing. It was adjourned by the state because of the Jewish holiday. So the letter would seem appropriate.
Okay. And before we go any further, just for the record, this is in reference to the application of 34 Northridge Road.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, yes.
I can make a record like nobody.
Perfect.
Move to honor that request.
And so the specific, the motion would be for the record, would be to reschedule the, was this a continued hearing?
No, we closed the public hearing.
Right.
And this was going to be within the 62 days. So I think we would need something in writing from the applicant.
Are you certain of that? Because I thought that, I know that's true with regard to the temple, but I didn't recall that this was an open hearing in regard to 34 Northridge. I think we left it open because of the fact that no one had heard yet from the state, and the result of the state hearing was...
And that's why we deferred it to...
It was the whole reason for the adjournment. Okay.
But they asked... They requested that it be deferred to November, so we seem to be on pretty safe grounds to accommodate that.
I would agree with you on that. 34 North Ridge, right? I don't think we even opened the public hearing.
Then.
Because in the July 16th meeting, we had scheduled a public hearing for August 20th. And then on August 20th...
They requested an adjournment pending the state.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So I think the motion would be to schedule a public hearing on that matter for the November meeting. I think that's the right motion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The motion carries 3-0. That being said, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. This meeting is adjourned. Turn it off.
That's a little birdie whispering in my ear.